Welcome you in the name of the Lord here to Mallory Church of God. We're going to take up prayer requests here this morning. Any prayer requests? Y'all stand to your feet. I'll ask Brother Joe to lead us in prayer. Lord, in the past 2 weeks, been dealing with me on Joseph. He's in between chapter 37 and chapter 50. And the Lord wants you to know that he has people sitting in bondage in here. He says today you're going to release that. He's going to release that from you. No more will his people be held in chains. It's through him he's going to bring you up out of this bondage. Give you a little summary of what Joseph did. Joseph, he had a special gift. He was anointed from God. He was the favorite, highly favored from his dad. Everybody knows the song that he's the coat of many colors. This is where Jacob made him a coat of many colors. He was highly favored. His brothers was jealous of him. He was lied on. He was thrown in prison. And through God's mercy, grace, he raised him up out of the prison. He took the chains up off of him and he set him up on top. He put him in heavenly places with him. Yeah. When the enemy thinks he has you, God's plan is going to take you to the next level. He's going to bring you from the pits of hell and he's going to take you to the top. Praise God. The chains represent, this is not of God, this is from the enemy. The chains, the bondage, anxiety, captivity, depression, oppression, envy, pride, and unforgiveness, and sin. He said, that is not of me, that is of the enemy, and you are handcuffed. In Psalms 33, if you don't care, stand for the reading of God's Word. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with a psaltery and instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment, the earth is full of goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as in heat. He layeth up the dead in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathens to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his hearts to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike, he considereth all their works. There is no king save by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope is in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Ere soul waiteth for the Lord, he is their help and their shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. You may be seated. He kept telling me this week, he is a sovereign God. He's our everything. If we look to him, if we look to Calvary, to where he is our everything. God has supreme power and authority over all creation and everything that exists. Before you was in your mother's womb, he knew your name. He had a plan for each and every one of us. We've got to abide in it, walk in it. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made and all the hosts of them, by the breath of his mouth. All he has to do is speak it. You've got to have faith that it's going to happen. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If we have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us, there is nothing. There, hell itself can't come against us. The enemy has nothing. Let's just put it in God's hand. Let him work through us. God's sovereign and plan. The story tells us that God is in control, even in the face of human malice. Joseph's brothers' betrayal and hardship that he faces are not by accident, but part of God's plan to bring good from adversity. The trials and tribulations you're going through, God's about to turn them around. He's about to bring his glory up out of it. Believe in him. Put your faith in him. Lay everything at his feet at the cross. Psalms 33:20, God sovereignly controls the details of our lives and can frustrate the plans of the individuals and nations when they go against his will. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, but as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass. As it is it this day to save much people alive. Even when the enemy thought he had you, God was in control. It's all through God. He said, bring it to an old-fashioned altar. He said, lay it down, and I'm going to take care of you. We've got to put our faith and trust in God and let him have control. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? The enemy, his plans is to keep us in bondage. His plans is to keep us comfortable. He don't want us to get out of our comfort zone. He does not want us to work for him. He does not want the anointing to flow from heaven. He wants each and every one of his children. The day he made you, he seen you. When he was up on the cross, when Jesus was laying up there for us, sitting up on the cross for each and every one of us, he seen you up there. He had a plan for you. We need to work in it, get into it. Joseph was a suffering servant, and we have suffering servants in here today too. We have people that are hurt, bound up, and today, he said, today you're coming out of it. Our lives are not about us. It allows God to produce great glory and healing because of the afflictions done to you. What the enemy has afflicted you with, I'm telling you, God's about to turn it for his glory, and you're going to be set up in heavenly places with him. You got to give it to him. You got to die out. Joseph had to have forgiveness and reconciliation. Joseph forgave his brothers for selling him into slavery at the age of 17. Through the Lord's help, relying on the Lord only, he, the Lord, was able to rebuild trust and restore the relationship with his brothers. He said, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. He said, we have to forgive. Jesus was sitting upon the cross. He forgave them, but he always remembered what they've done to him. The blood must be applied. Forgiveness must go forth. You have to forgive and put it in God's hand and let him take control. Joseph had faith and trusted God's provision. Even after being sold into slavery, relied on, and he still trusted God. We're the same way. Same exact way. We get into trouble. We don't know where to run. But God's still sitting on the throne. He's still waiting on you. He's still wanting you to come back to repentance. Provision. He's wanting you, God's act of supplying the needs of his people, both physical and spiritual. He's going to take care of you. Ask him. I promise you, if you ask him, if you seek him, if you desire it, he'll make it your heart's worth. God's blessing and prosperity. Despite being sold into slavery and falsely accused, Joseph still had God's favor and rose to positions of influence to leaderships. Joseph had integrity and wisdom. The story of Joseph is a testament to God's providence and Joseph's faithfulness. The providence is God's ongoing care, guidance, and provision for his creation, encompassing all of creation and individuals. Joseph's story tells us to rely on God when we fix our gaze on God and choose to rely on God. Even the heaviest situations can be made lighter. Gaze means a long, steady, and intent look, often with admiration, curiosity, and contemplation. That's all he wants. He's wanting the love. He's wanting one-on-one with you. Everything you do is for him and his glory. Keep your eye on him. Don't take your eye off of him. That's where we fall short of the glory. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. And Moses said unto his people, fear you not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians who you have seen today, you shall see them again no more. Forever the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. We've got to praise and worship him. We are made for this. We have to go back to the cross. We have to go back to our first love. He's desiring your presence in his room. When we praise him, it sends up glory unto him each and every time. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Praise God. It's through him, it's through his blood, love, grace, mercy, everything's got a place. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. This is where he's been getting. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. You can't serve God and the devil. And he said, you're trying to live on the fence and it ain't going to happen. He said, you're either going to serve me today or you're going to serve him. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the God your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the God of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He's telling you today, you've got to pick a side. He said, you're either going to serve me or you're going to go to hell, because it's hot in hell. There's fire and brimstone coming. He said, today make known who you serve. It's right here. He kept pushing on me too. He kept reminding me. He said, this is not a place of condemnation. He said, you bring it here and lay it down. He said, my love, my faithfulness, my grace, my mercy. He said, it's right here. He said, you can't do it on your own. He said, lay it down and come to an old altar where I'll meet you there. Amen. That's all he wanted you to do. He said, you get up out, walk, come to me. He said, I will meet you halfway. He said, the first step is always the hardest. He's wanting you out of your comfort zone. He's wanting you to just stand, take a stand for him. He said, the chains, he said, when you come, he said, the chains will fall. The bondage will fall. The anxiety will leave you. Today, he said, it will leave. He said, but you've got to want to lose it. He said, and once you drop it, he said, you can't pick it back up and take it with you. He said, leave it here. It'll stay here. He said, I'll put it in chains. I'll bound it up. All he's wanting to do is take the prison clothes off of you. He's wanting to set you in his right mind. Set you in your right mind. Each and every time we wake up in the mornings, we have a choice. We're going to serve God. We're going to die out to the flesh. Or we're going to serve the enemy. We have a choice. But praise God by his grace for what his son done over 2,000 years ago on Calvary. The blood that run down, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. What he done for us, the death we should be taking. Jesus done. God's plan is perfect. He is the sovereign God. He's wanting you to sit in heavenly places with him. He's wanting to take off the prison clothes. God's wanting to put on his ring on you. He's wanting to put on his gold necklace for you. He's wanting to put the apparel upon you. Godly apparel. Dave, I'm done. I've got to give an altar call. Dave, can you play something? you don't mind standing your feet. With every head bowed, just between you and God, you know who you are. You know you're in chains, you're in bondage. And today He's wanting to set you free. It's between you and God. God loves you so much that He's wanting to take these chains from you today. You are lost. You're going to a devil's hell. It is hot, fire and brimstone. He's wanting to set you in heavenly places with Him today. The Holy Spirit is working with somebody. He woke me up at 12:30 the other night. God bless you. He woke me up last week about 12:30 at night, and He let me hear your chains. The chains was fearful. The chains was no good. I heard them and I had to rebuke them. But as he told me, he said, them are the chains on my people at church. The people that should be free. He said, that's them. He's wanting to change you. He's wanting to take them chains off of you. I was feeling throughout the week, I was nervous. I was feeling sick. I couldn't hardly breathe. Anxiety was on me. And throughout the week, I was pleading with God. God, why? Why am I feeling like this? Why am I feeling like you? I'm dying out here. He said, you're not dying out. He said, you're pleading. He said, you're pleading the blood. He said, you're standing in the gap. He said, you're feeling what they're feeling. He said, so you can minister to them. Through God's Spirit, He's going to bring you the Holy Spirit. He showed me some faces. He's wanting to set you free. He's wanting to take you to the next level. Anxiety, depression, it's holding you. He's wanting to make you free today, make you whole. He doesn't matter what age you are. Joseph was 17 when he was sold into slavery and put in chains. The enemy has no cares how old, how young. He said, my people think they're okay. He said, they're dying, going to a lost hell.
I'm a little bit of a man, but there it is.